Matthew 24:1-26. Devotional Focus Verse. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24:12-13. Imagine being told you have 10 days to stop being a Christian. How would you react? Dayasil, a young man in India, went to minister in a remote village where the people had no knowledge of God. In just 2 years, he started a church where none had existed. One day, as the believers gathered together, a group of non-Christians began shouting threats from outside. "We are giving you 10 days to come back to your old religion or leave the village. Otherwise, we will kill you," they yelled. Their angry words did not stop Dayasil. "If you want to kill me and my family, go ahead. But I will not leave this village because Jesus brought me here," he told the crowd. After 10 days passed, the villagers decided to let Dayasil stay. They did not kill him, but the believers in the village are not allowed to hold jobs. Also, Dayasil is not allowed to buy anything in the village. In spite of persecution, this group of Indian believers remains strong in their faith in Christ. They pray that everyone in the village will one day experience the salvation and peace offered in Christ. The Lord has warned us life will not always be easy as a Christian. We will be tried and tested, and we will face many kinds of hindrances. We cannot do it in our own strength, but the Lord has promised to be with us. Even so, we must determine to endure to the end. In today's text, Jesus told his disciples about events that would occur in the end times. He predicted that his followers would be severely persecuted by those who rejected what he taught, and that the love of many would become cold. Today, there are various things that could cause that to happen. In our society, we may not face direct persecution as Dayasil and the believers in India do. But if we let our eyes stray to the things of this world, whether pleasures, passions, power, or wealth, it will not be long before we become indifferent toward God. Perhaps one of the greatest hindrances in our society is getting too absorbed in the everyday cares of life. Jesus' words to his disciples are a warning for our day. When we are pressured to give up and go back on Christ, we must not do it. Let us remember the eternal benefits of endurance and continue to live for Christ. Background information. Today's text took place only days before Jesus was to be crucified. He spent much time during this final week preparing his disciples for the time he would no longer be with them. The chapter opens at the beautiful temple, which Herod had helped to remodel. It was a majestic edifice with its inner sanctum, outer court, long porches, and mighty columns. It seemed inconceivable that such a massive structure could be decimated so completely, but just a few decades later, the Romans destroyed it. Jesus then took his disciples to Mount Olivet to continue his discourse. In response to the disciples' question concerning the end of the age, he gave grave warnings about the danger of being deceived. He foretold signs of the end times. Again, Jesus warned about false prophets who would deceive many people. Not only would there be danger of deception, but also a great peril of growing cold spiritually. Then Jesus gave a wonderful promise to those who endure hardship, saying that in the end, they will be saved. Many end-time prophecies of Christ telescoped future and far future events. Some may have already occurred, some are occurring today, and some are still to come. Jesus once again warned his followers to beware of being deceived, for even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. There will be great signs and miracles which will seem to belie the truth of the gospel, but God's people must keep their eyes only on Jesus and they will be saved. Conclusion. We see signs all around us that the end of this age is near and that Christ is coming soon. Let us keep our hearts in tune with Him, and then reach out to a lost world before it is too late.